In Adornables Alteration Shop on Joplin's Main Street, sewing machines hum as seamstresses work on garments. Flashy prom dresses, delicate wedding gowns, and pressed uniforms hang in plastic around the room. Owners Chris and Lily Amoose have thousands of devoted customers, but their business came to a halt after the tornado trashed their shop. Like many Joplin residents, Chris says they thought twice about reopening.
We had been in business for 11 years. I mean, we had stuff that we had purchased and created, and it's like, do I really want to do all of that again?
But Chris and Lilia realized just how deeply connected they were to the community. Their insurance agent was even a loyal customer.
He actually called me Sunday evening after the tornado. I had a call from the insurance company Monday morning and an adjuster here Tuesday and money by Friday. So we had the capital to go back into business and everything, and so that's what we did.
In January, Adornables moved into a brand new building just two doors down from its original location. But Joplin Chamber of Commerce President Rob O'Brien says not all businesses could recover so quickly, especially if they relied on federal disaster assistance.
The reality is some of those funds really weren't even available to us until almost 2 years after the tornado. So it really has been just in the last year or so we've been able to count on having those resources and plan for them.
Putting the puzzle back together can be a slow process, but it is happening. Joplin is home to nearly 50,000 people, but grows to more than 300,000 during the day for shopping, dining, health care, and jobs. O'Brien says this regional demand sustained the economy and has even encouraged new development.
The total employment in the metro area is back not only to where it was pre-recession in 2008, but is actually a little higher.
From dentist offices to auto dealerships, the need for basic services prevented Joplin from falling into a state of decline. Mike McCann is the general manager of Fletcher Nissan on Rangeline Road, one of Joplin's main thoroughfares hardest hit by the storm. He says generous support from other car dealers in the four-state area boosted recovery for Fletcher and the entire city.
There was over 2,000-some homes destroyed, and a lot of those had cars that were destroyed, and so all those people needed transportation to jobs and to family sporting events and things like that, so that allowed us to keep providing people with their mode of transportation as well.
3 years later, business owners have learned that rebuilding after an EF5 tornado doesn't happen overnight. Whether it's recovery in Joplin, Missouri, or Moore, Oklahoma, gathering resources to resurrect a community takes time and a lot of patience. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Gail Banzett-Ellis.